Hi, and welcome. I'm Lisa Thomas, founder of Beyond Cellular Healings. This is a recording from one of our live healing meditations. Within this healing meditation, you will experience a releasing of both inherited emotions and emotions that the subconscious trapped during your lifetime, allowing a sense of freedom from the past, the ability to live in the present, and to have an increased confidence that your future holds wonderful opportunities. Welcome, welcome, my friends, to our healing meditation on attracting money into your life. I am grateful you're here with me. Eleanor Roosevelt says, "It takes as much energy to wish as it does to plan." So what blocks our money desires from coming to fruition? Are you overworking, feeling burnt out, and still just making ends meet? Do you have an internal belief that you are being held back financially because you need more education or more years of experience? Are you in an unfulfilling job, but you stay anyway? Are you constantly thinking and worrying about money, worrying about what you don't have, worrying about what you still need? Worrying is a block. It takes more energy to worry than it does to take action. Money flows with greater ease when we are in alignment with what comes easy to us. But we are not raised to do what comes easy to us, are we? Easy is what we are naturally gifted at. It's often a hobby or a skill that we take for granted. When we allow ourselves to make money doing what we love, money flows. Yes, you still work, but earning money is not physically exhausting. In fact, you often have more energy. There is a big difference. When money is short, it is usually because life is out of balance. I am eager to share the three ways I raise my vibration to attract more money. First, what are your self-care practices? When you are not taking care of yourself, when you are not in tune with who you are, what you want, or what feeds your soul, you are out of balance. You have to get in touch with yourself, find what you enjoy doing, and what your financial goals are. You must be in touch with who you really are. Two, gratitude. Train your mind to see the good in everything, because gratitude builds abundance. Notice the penny on the ground. Pick it up. Gratitude will get you out of fear and worry. It brings money abundance. When possible, always give gratitude verbally out loud. Three, use positive affirmations to build yourself up. Raise your energy vibration by talking positive. Turn the car radio off. Speak your money affirmations out loud while you drive. Create I am statements. Raise your vibration with positive affirmations. Money is a high vibrational energy available for all of us, including you. Today's healing meditation is divided into three parts. In part one, I will take you through a grounding exercise that will help you balance your body's energy system and will prepare you to receive the full benefit of this healing meditation. In part two, I will guide you through a powerful visualization that will empower your subconscious to release and allow money into your life. In part three, I will walk you through a process to release patterns of blocked money, I will be asking your subconscious mind questions. Consciously, some of these questions will not be applicable to your life, but your subconscious will release what I find to allow more money into your life. I suggest for parts 1 and 2, you stay present and alert. In part 3, you can go into a more relaxed state and even fall asleep. Accessing 100% spirit, accessing 100% soul, connecting to the subconscious mind on all levels, past, present, and future. If you are in agreement with allowing me to connect and release, say yes. Beautiful. Either sitting with your feet on the ground or laying down, you now feel supported. Take a deep breath in, filling your lungs to capacity. Hold and release. With your eyes closed, look up above you. The space 300 feet above you. This is your higher self space. This is source energy. Reaching up with your right arm straight above your head. Open your hand and close it. And as you pull your right arm back down, imagine you are pulling heaven's gold energy like a fresh, shimmery mist down through the top of your head. It awakens the soul as spirit touches spirit. Imagine the shimmery mist of energy coming into your physical eyes, into your sinuses, down into your throat, and into your lungs. Breathing in deeply, hold, and as you exhale, release all of the day's burden energy. There you go. As you take your next breath, imagine breathing into your heart space, the feelings of love and calmness. And release. Continuing to bring shimmering gold energy down into your small intestines and your large. Feeling heaven's energy into your belly. Now, allowing it to travel down your legs, into the bottom of your feet. As you imagine and feel your physical body becoming strong like a tree, feel your feet in the dirt and imagine strong, long roots, just like a tree, extending deep, deeper into Mother Earth's nourishing energy. Either in your mind's eye or bending at the waist, reaching down with your hands, open and close them. Imagine now, pulling in and up Mother Earth's life-nourishing energy into the bottom of your feet. Continuing to bring this life force up into your body like a warm blanket. And as you do so, Earth's energy is now combining with Heaven's energy, establishing balance, and it has prepared your body for healing. Bringing combined healing energy back up through your legs, into your hips. Bring your attention back to your breath. As you breathe deeply into your belly, extending your belly with the breath and holding. releasing, letting go of all tension and any anxiety. Bringing healing energy up into your heart space, into your lungs, up into your throat so you can speak your truth, into your eyes for clarity, and continuing up into your brain, connecting the conscious and the subconscious mind to allow money blocks to release. Continuing straight up through the top of your head into your higher self portal space. And continuing with your eyes closed. You feel a desire deep within you to allow your body to relax deeper. The sounds around you will allow you to go deeper relaxed as you listen to the sound of my voice. I'm going to count from 3 to 1. With each number, you will become more deeply relaxed. At the count of 1, you will be sitting outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your back porch. 3. You are becoming more deeply relaxed. 2. That's right. As I told you, any sounds around you and the sound of my voice will help you relax much, much more. 1. You are present sitting outside in a wooden rocking chair on an old wooden deck that is your back porch. Gazing out upon your backyard, it looks like something from a past novel you've read. The house setting is located in the southern states of America. A lake is off in the distance. A large garden plot off to the right. And plenty of trees surrounding your property. You remember this scene. You have been here 2 previous times. The first time, the land was covered in deep-rooted weeds. We cleaned out these inherited weeds that had been left by your ancestors. They represented inherited money blocks. The second time you visited, we planted seeds of financial abundance, empowered money belief seeds, wild flowers of trust to accept money, and seeds that connect you to your higher purpose. Oh, this new scene is magical. The garden that was once barren is now alive with energy. Hear the birds as they sing wonderful words of love to you, reminding you that this garden is your life. They are singing your life purpose to you, reminding you of who you are. Notice the trees, sparkling reflective light from the dust of gold on the leaves and branches. It's time to embrace and harvest the fruits of your precious labors. Standing and walking forward, taking 2 steps down from the porch onto the ground. As you walk to your right towards the garden plot, you notice a deer approaching you. This deer is reminding you that you are peaceful and patient with yourself, that you can live in the world and be calm. The old faded red wheelbarrow is still in the garden where you left it. Just like it held the seeds for the garden, it now will hold your abundant fruits and vegetables. The sun feels warm against your skin. But the day is not hot. It is just perfect for harvesting. Now in the garden area, notice the large watermelons growing. As you pick one up, it opens easily. It is full of $100 bills. They are flowing out of the watermelon. As you put the watermelon and the $100 bills into the wheelbarrow, you begin to smile. As you feel and know that money is your divine right. Now, with both hands, you pick up 2 handfuls of carrots. They are beautiful sapphires, and they belong to you. Walking down a row in your garden, you see a pomegranate tree. You are so curious. What could be inside? Yes, this pomegranate, as you open it, is full of deep colored rubies that radiate and dance in the sunlight. Movement in the distance catches the corner of your eye. And you see a white fluffy rabbit with large brown eyes looking directly at you. Her message is that she represents abundance through joyful and soul-fulfilling work. Making money will now come easily as you honor your life purpose. You are feeling so joyful in this moment, grateful, and yet still wondering, what more is there to experience? Walking over to the orange tree, you easily pull one off the branch. And as you do so, you become aware that this orange and all oranges are full of gold coins. Hundreds and thousands of gold coins. Shiny gold coins as you open each orange. In this moment, you feel confident. You feel financially abundant. Your red wheelbarrow is full, and you are full of gratitude. As you are looking upon your fruits, your vegetables, the sapphires and rubies, the $100 bills, and the gold coins, a beautiful white-headed eagle lands on top of it all. This eagle represents you. You were born to fly. You were born to soar. You were born to see and experience life to its fullest. Your ego lets you know that energetically there are some blocks that need to be removed before you both can fly. So the two of you head back to the porch and onto the deck and into your rocking chair, where you will relax as we release old and current burdens that have prevented you from soaring in the past. Let's begin. You have worked hard for a long time. What needs to be released to clear the money block of feeling that you don't deserve more because you have stayed in a dead-end job longer than you ever expected? This is an inherited feeling of never feeling like you quite measure up, and the word is inadequate. So you've inherited this feeling of inadequacy because someone in your lineage and you yourself feel that you don't measure up, all right? So releasing now as you breathe in and out, releasing the inherited emotion of feeling and believing that you are inadequate from your mother and your father's lineage, going back generations of time, back to the originator. Releasing inherited inadequate as a block that's preventing you from thinking outside of your current job. Releasing inadequate from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing it as a block to changing careers after your tenure is met. Releasing the false belief that you are not adequate enough to go after your childhood dream in the next year. Releasing the pattern of second-guessing yourself over the past. Releasing the negative chatter of what you think you should have done because of a feeling deep within you of being inadequate to earn more money and be more visible. Releasing the false belief that you are incapable of starting a new career. Releasing the false belief that you are incapable of making more money. Releasing the false belief that where you are now is better than nothing. So staying this way is where you need to be is a false belief. Releasing this from the conscious and the subconscious mind. Releasing this inherited, inadequate feeling from all of the past, presently in your life and into the future. There you go. Replacing this with the knowledge that you are worthy of pursuing any additional career in the future. Being confident in who you are, confident in past decisions, and confident that you are right where you need to be. Confident that you are attracting more money into your life in various ways. You are adequate to be and accomplish all of your ambitions, no matter what your age. You are worthy to make your own money in your gifts and your talents. Say this. I'll say a few words and you repeat them out loud. I feel peace and joy in allowing more money to flow to me as I no longer give my power away to fear and self-doubt. All right. What needs to be released to stop the money block of inconsistency with your business, to allow you to have an inner vision of success and physical energy to sustain business consistency? It's let down. And this trapped because I'm feeling someone important to you let you down in the past. So releasing let down from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. With the love and intention of the universe, releasing this feeling deep within you of being let down. Releasing the money block of inconsistency because of having been let down by others. And now where let down is turned inward towards yourself and you are letting yourself down. Releasing the pattern of letting go of your hopes and dreams. Releasing the pattern of being let down turned inward because you are being inconsistent, where it's taking your power away from you and causing low energy. Releasing the pattern of low physical energy because of being disappointed in the past, and releasing the false belief that you do not have the energy to sustain your career. replacing this with an increase of consistent energy to move forward, steady in your career. Replacing this to allow money to flow into your life, within your career and other endeavors. Replacing this with financial abundance and ease in earning your money. Through consistency and allowing your inner vision of success to manifest into reality, to allow yourself to harvest your labors, your hard work, into gold coins, rubies and sapphires, and to allow your physical energy to be abundant, because you know and trust that it is in your divine right to have money in your life. Say this: wholeness is knowing that I am enough to have financial abundance. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of being annoyed with your spouse's spending and to clear the mental blocks of always wondering if you can afford that? To allow trust and confidence that money will always flow to you and to your family. Great word. I'm smiling. It's peeved. Yeah, peeved. This is an inherited annoyance. From a mother and a father's lineage, I'm releasing it from both. Releasing an inherited peeved energy where you are annoyed with your spouse's spending habits. Releasing the mental block of being annoyed to your own spending. Releasing peeved energy where you get annoyed with others. Releasing the mental block of always wondering if you can afford it because of the inherited scarcity mindset around money. Feel this as it releases. It's releasing from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the inherited pattern of being irritated, annoyed, and aggravated around money, your spouse is spending, and the constant wonder if you can afford it. Releasing this from the physical body, where it takes your energy and mental, it exhausts you. Releasing the mental worry of money from the lineage, past, presently in your life, and into the future. Replacing this. To be unattached to your spouse's spending, replacing this with trust in your partner, trust in the business, trust that money is coming and that all your needs will be met. Going back here, releasing a false belief that I'm picking up that money causes tension. It does not have to. So releasing the false belief that money causes tensions and fights because your lineage believed that money doesn't come easily and you had to work hard for your money does not have to be your belief. Replacing this to know that there is always money, extra money, replacing this with inner peace, inner confidence, and the knowledge that money will continue to flow with an increase of abundance to you and your family and your business. Say this: I am 100% worthy of having financial abundance now and always. What is emotionally blocking you from raising your financial glass ceiling to allow more money into your life and to clear the false belief that you make enough money when compared to what you used to make or compared to others? This is a pattern of holding yourself back. Releasing the emotional block and the pattern of holding yourself back financially because of the belief that because it's better now than it was in the past, so you should be content with what you have. Releasing the pattern of holding yourself back that trapped around age 8. So releasing holding back from ages 7, 8, and 9, depending on where you were in that 8th year. Releasing holding back in money. Releasing the financial ceiling that is holding you back monetarily. Releasing now the fear of being judged as greedy. Releasing the fear of speaking up for yourself in all areas of your life. releasing any patterns of holding back and living in smallness because of a deep feeling within you of not being safe. Releasing this pattern of holding back from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light body, and meridian. Releasing it from the past, releasing it presently, and releasing the glass ceiling for the future. Holding back never served your highest good, nor does it serve your highest good now. Replacing this to be open, to allow the dues of financial abundance to flow from above through your wide open ceiling. Replacing this to be a go-getter in what you want. You are worthy of abundance. You are worthy of an increase. You are worthy to speak up. You are worthy to have an increase of energy. Replacing this to be brave, to have faith and confidence in your abilities, presently in your work, and as you expand these abilities into other areas, possibly another career. You are moving forward. It is in your divine right now and forever to get paid for your gifts and your talents. Say this: I am always worthy of a financial increase, whether I believe it or not. You are. What needs to be released to stop the pattern of working yourself to the burnout point? As a form of self-punishment to earn money, to allow money to be earned easily and with less physical energy drain. This is inherited. It's self-abuse. Releasing inherited self-abuse from the mother and the father's side, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited self-abuse from the DNA tissues, the fibers, and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing it as a block to your soul from expanding. Releasing inherited self-abuse as a form of physical punishment by working your physical body to exhaustion and burnout in order to feel that you have earned your money. This is an inherited pattern. You do not have to own it. Feel it releasing. Releasing the inherited pattern of mistreating the physical body, punishing it, or taxing it to burnout. Releasing the fear of working yourself to the bone and the false belief that because your ancestors did means you need to. Replacing this to allow money to be earned easily and with less physical energy drain. Replacing this with an increase of self-love. To allow the divinity within you, your soul, to expand. Allowing all the right job opportunities that feed your soul to manifest into your life. Present tense. Replacing this to allow lasting positive change into your life, ease and flow with an increase of financial abundance presently and into the future. That was deep. It was good. Say this: I am open to making a lot of money doing what I love. What needs to be released to clear the money block and false money belief that rich people are bad because they are part of this world, and your desire of large sums of money is evil, which triggers the pattern of always overworking to deserve the money earned, to allow an increase of money to flow and to stay in your life? It is undeserving. Great word. Undeserving is very similar to the feeling of being unworthy. Releasing the inherited feeling of being undeserving of financial abundance releasing undeserving as you notice others have what you want. Releasing the false belief that being wealthy will make you worldly and evil. Releasing the false belief that money will change you into someone evil. Releasing the fear of being judged harshly because you have money. Releasing the false belief that rich people can't be trusted, and that rich people are greedy, and that rich people don't share with others. Releasing undeserving from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing it from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the belief that desiring large sums of money is evil, and releasing the inherited pattern of always overworking to deserve the money you've earned. It is no longer your burden to carry. Did you hear me? It is no longer your burden to carry. Releasing unworthy wherever subconsciously you feel lower class, wherever you feel undeserving, releasing not deserving, and releasing worthless from every cell of your physical body, from your light bodies and your meridians, past, present, and future. Replacing this with an increase of money flow, increase of confidence to make the amount of money that represents your quality and value of work. Replacing this to be in flow, balanced, and to allow money into your life and to stay in your life. Remember, it is in your divine right to have money. There is lots of money, and there is plenty for you. Replacing this with financial abundance. Say this: I am 100% worthy of having financial success in my career and to flow into my life. In order to release the money block of charging for your services, what needs to be released to clear the limiting belief that you are not good enough, and what you do in your career to be paid, and to stop the pattern of crying when you go to speak up for yourself. I love releasing this emotion. It's shame. And in my years of work, shame is always inherited first. Releasing the inherited shame on your mother and your father's side, going back all generations of time in your lineage back to the originator. Releasing inherited shame from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing inherited shame and the feeling of never being good enough at what you do to charge people money. Releasing the feeling deep within you that it is wrong to charge for your spiritual gifts. Releasing inherited guilt for being prosperous. Releasing shame that triggers you to cry when you want to be strong. Releasing inherited shame and the feeling of dishonoring yourself and others because you are charging for your services. Releasing the feeling of humiliation and disgrace because you are feeling that you are defective or disreputable because you are making money doing what comes easily and naturally in your life. Shame is complicated. Releasing the money block of shame and the false belief that you are not worthy to be successful in your career. Releasing the false limiting belief that you are not good enough to be paid in your career. And releasing the shame that triggers the crying when you speak up for yourself. There you go. Releasing the pattern of attracting people that want to take your money from you. Now releasing the belief that when you have money, everyone wants to take it from you. That's not serving you. Replacing this with confidence and ease and allowing you to state your fees verbally without crying, to say your prices for your services. It is in your divine right to charge for your gifts. Replacing this in an increase of money will flow naturally and for you to feel worthy to charge for your services. Replacing this to know that it is also in your divine right to hold on to your money, because you now know and believe that you are worthy, and it is in your divine right to get paid. In fact, you will have physical energy when you are getting paid for your work. Listen to your body, because your body will always talk to you. And that is an awakening time for you to know that you are not charging enough when you start to become physically drained. You are not honoring yourself when you are getting physically drained. Physically drained is a money block. Say this: I attract clients that are loyal, see the value in what I do, and refer me to their friends and family. And they will, I promise. What is the financial block keeping you from being at peace and in flow with a financial budget? You feel trapped. Yeah. Releasing the feeling of being trapped around a financial budget. This trapped in your life, I'm picking up around age 10. It probably wasn't around money, though, that it trapped. It's more that you felt trapped in something that was supposed to be fun, but it wasn't. So, for example, let's say you're being tickled by a family member, by a sibling or a friend. Now, you're supposed to have fun when you're being tickled, but it wasn't. You felt trapped. It was not fun. And now it's kind of it's manifesting literally within a budget. And so a budget is supposed to give you financial freedom, but it's not, because you're feeling confined, just like you felt when you were young and you were supposed to be having fun, like being tickled, but you felt trapped. Best analogy I could come up with at the moment. But it's interesting, right? Releasing this feeling of trapped energy from ages 9, 10, and 11 years of age around anything that was going on in your life during those years. Trapped in homework. Trapped in school with a teacher you didn't like. Also, present tense in your life where you feel trapped in life on how you are able to spend your money. There we go. It's releasing. Releasing the feeling of being trapped within a budget. Releasing trapped from every cell, organ, tissue, gland, chakra, light, body, and meridian. Trapped in the past as a child, present tense, and into the future. Replacing this with freedom from the past, and that your body will accept and receive this positive change of being unattached to the negative feelings around a budget. You are now allowing expansion and flexibility within your budget, empowered and peaceful within the budget, because you know and trust you will always have money. Say this: a budget brings unexpected freedom and peace of mind. Because your birth family experienced a total financial ruin due to war. What needs to be released to clear the feeling that whatever you possess will be taken away? To allow you to be disciplined against overspending because of the false belief it will be taken away from you. And the confidence that money is your birthright. And to experience with ease the money flow. This is a feeling of being cheated out of your money. Now, you may not be aware of what your ancestors experienced, or you may, but I'm releasing the inherited cheated energy from both your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations of time back to the originator. Releasing inherited cheated from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the pattern of being cheated in life, cheated from financial abundance, cheated by employers, cheated by people, and the pattern of cheating your time at work by being taken advantage of, where you are overworking, see, cheating yourself of this. Releasing the feeling that whatever you possess will be taken away from you because of others in your lineage that experience this. Releasing the belief that because they did, you will too. Releasing cheated because of being treated unfairly in your life, where you've given your money away and they have cheated you in not returning it. Releasing the false belief that you must spend everything you make, because if you don't, someone else will take it from you. Releasing the fear of money being taken from you. Releasing the deep fear within you of being cheated out of money. There you go. You see, this wasn't even your burden you've been carrying. You should be feeling lighter. You will feel lighter. Replacing this with the confidence that money is your birthright and it is to be experienced with ease. You are safe to have money. You are safe to save some money. You are safe to ask for more money. You are safe in having financial abundance. Replacing this to know and believe that you are confident with money and you are allowing yourself to have fun and enjoy making money. Say this: I am safe being disciplined with my money because I love myself enough to feel that I am worthy and safe with money. What needs to be released to clear the false belief that you can't be independently wealthy? It's invisible. Yeah, and it trapped around age feeling. It was a feeling of not being visible for what you do right, but it was also wanting to be invisible to keep you safe. So releasing invisible from ages 4, 5, and 6 years of age, releasing the desire to be invisible because it was safer, releasing invisible as a money block to you being independently wealthy, releasing the pattern of playing safe because of a deeper fear of not being safe, being seen by the world. Releasing the fear of being seen as imperfect. Releasing invisible where your gifts and talents are not being seen, where money is being blocked because people are not finding you. Releasing the money block of being independently wealthy, where invisible is turned inward and you are not honoring your gifts, where you are neglecting yourself and staying invisible because of the false belief that you are not talented enough to make your own crazy abundant wealth. Releasing the fear of being independently wealthy because you do not feel safe, or because of the fear of being judged for your wealth, or the fear of being judged for how you make your wealth. There you go. Replacing this to be confident being visible. You are visible. You are visible to the one. You are visible to the world. You shine. And to allow your radiant and talented energy out into the world to be paid for your gifts and talents. You are worthy to be seen. You are worthy to be known. You are worthy to make your own wealth. And you are worthy to have more wealth, more abundance, and you are worthy to be independently wealthy. Replacing this to feel safe being visible, safe being imperfect, safe being independently wealthy. Wow, that was good. Say this: all the right opportunities are constantly being attracted to me to be visible and paid for doing what I love. What needs to be released to allow your wealth to expand without feeling that your financial gain is someone else's loss, and to believe and trust that you are worthy and deserving of an increase of financial abundance. It's guilt. This is inherited guilt. I'm sure it showed up in your parents' life. It may not have shown up exactly the same, Oh, but it's similar. Releasing the inherited guilt from your mother and your father's lineage, going back all generations back to the originator. Releasing this inherited guilt from the DNA tissues and the fibers and the tapestry of your physical body. Releasing the guilt of experiencing financial gain and releasing the false belief that your money gain is someone else's money loss. It is a false belief. Releasing the guilt that's blocking the feeling of being worthy of money or an increase of abundance. Releasing the guilt of committing an offense of being wealthier than someone else. Releasing guilt is a burden energy passed down through the lineage, passed down through generations in your bloodline. The guilt of having more than another, the guilt of others not having enough, and the guilt that is holding you back from accomplishing more on a daily basis in your life and career. You're procrastinating. Releasing the guilt that's causing you to procrastinate. Releasing guilt is a business block, and releasing the guilt that is holding you back from expanding your wealth and your trust in yourself. Replacing this, to allow your energy to expand, your wealth to expand, and your financial gain to be yours, because you are deserving to have an increase. This is your life. This is your purpose. This is your mission. This is your journey. And you are 100% in divine alignment to have more financial abundance. Replacing this to trust and with belief that you are worthy and deserving of an increase of financial money, abundance. Releasing the false belief that you must hold yourself back from financial abundance so you can fit in with all the people in your life. Well, let's let that one go. Say this: I am a powerful creator. I am allowing more money into my life. And my wealth is expanding. Say this: it is in my divine right, within my life purpose, to have fun making money, doing what I love. You are completely integrating the new awarenesses and insights that have been made. Your body is completely accepting and fully receiving all the healing and positive shifts that have been made. Bringing your awareness to yourself and your ego. As your ego looks into your eyes, you are aware that you are connected. The burdens have been lifted and released, and you become one, and you are ready for flight. You are ready to soar. You are ready to reach the top of your pinnacle. You are ready to see the world above you, and you are ready to reach all of your financial goals that you have ever dreamed of. You are ever more consciously aware of being in the present and in the moment. Bringing your awareness now back to your breath. As you breathe in and hold, releasing, you are feeling balanced. You are ready to allow more joy and happiness and money into your life. Money is flowing as you stay in high vibration. You are complete. Thank you for allowing me to be part of your healing. This healing meditation is powerful, do not listen too often. The body needs time to balance and process. Every 48 hours works perfectly. If you would like to know more about healing meditations, please visit me at lisathomasenergyhealing.com.